Governor Cuomo is trying to have a no-drama budget this year with a low-key presentation and a fiscally austere spending plan and no new major cuts or taxes. But as WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, growing opposition from the teachers' unions and local governments may yet result in some sparks flying before a deal is settled in late March.
Governor Cuomo, presiding over the third year of a weak economic recovery, proposed a relatively austere budget that includes small increases for schools and some potential financial breaks for local governments. He closes a $1.3 billion gap without raising any major taxes, and he does not propose any layoffs of workers, gaining savings through a hiring freeze and attrition. The governor says he expects the state budget process, known for its legendary fights and delays, to be more orderly this year.
It is not supposed to be traumatic. You know, if the government is working and the government is working well, the budget is supposed to be simple.
Cuomo is not even getting the criticism governors usually receive from watchdog groups. The Citizens Budget Commission's Betsy Lynam says Cuomo engaged in some creative financing to fund some new programs in a year where revenues are meager. Cuomo would take money from some off-budget state authorities, like the New York Power Authority and an energy authority, to finance a $1 billion green bank to spur clean energy development. And he'd use funds from a housing authority to build affordable housing. In past similar actions have been labeled raids and one-shot revenue raisers by groups like Citizens Budget Commission, but Lynam says there's a difference in Cuomo's method. She says this governor has earmarked the funds for a specific purpose, not just to close a gap in the general fund budget.
He's saying, I have these agenda items that I want to fulfill in the coming years, and I'm going to use these public authorities, which already exist, to do these things. I mean, in the housing area, he's using the public authorities that already do housing to expand the mission. So he's not taking the money and closing budget gaps. He's kind of repurposing and retooling the programs that are already existent in these very mission-specific authorities already.
But some opposition to Cuomo's spending plan is brewing. The teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, says they like initiatives toward full-day pre-kindergarten and extending the school day and school year. But they say the 4% increase in school aid still can't make up for the fiscal damage caused by the Great Recession and falls billions of dollars short of a court order that found the state unconstitutional underfunded schools. Billy Easton is with the Alliance for Quality Education, which works closely with the teachers' union. He says schools have had to cut thousands of teachers and hundreds of programs in recent years.
Our schools are suffering. Our schools are in crisis. The state education commissioner has said our schools face educational insolvency, meaning they may not even be able to provide the basics that students need to graduate.
The State School Boards Association's Tim Creamer says a new option to average pension payments over a period of several years might be attractive to schools drowning in pension costs right now, and he says school boards like some of the easing of rules for special education. But he says while schools are grateful for a $900 million increase in school aid in lean economic times, he agrees that the funding levels are below what schools really need to operate.
The funding formula as it exists today does not accurately reflect the conditions of our school district.
Local government leaders are also becoming increasingly restless. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who's also co-chair of the State Democratic Party, has spoken out against the governor's budget to the Syracuse Post-Standard and the New York Times, saying the pension payment option just kicks the can down the road and that the governor needs to give struggling cities more relief. Mayors from all across the state will testify at a legislative budget hearing mid-morning on Monday, where there's likely to be more drama over the budget than the governor had hoped for. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.